Good morning, I'm Angino sitting in for Marty. He's back in tomorrow, bonus edition, 7 a.m. till 3 for the Get Marty KDK Radio Warm-a-thon. And then I'll be back on Friday as he recuperates back here from 9 till noon. More of your calls coming up in a moment, 866-391-1020. But I want to welcome to the program Representative Cheryl DeLosier on a bill that was passed into law, going through two sessions of the State House and Senate. It was voted for overwhelmingly in a constitutional amendment back in November of 2019. However, there was a lawsuit that questioned its constitutionality. The courts allowed the ballot issue to stay on the ballot. And ultimately, people voted overwhelmingly for it. However, the courts not allowing a certification of that vote and then an amendment to the Constitution to be made on behalf of victims' rights, Marcy's Law is the way that it is billed. Once again, Representative Cheryl DeLosier joining us, Republican from Cumberland on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Representative DeLosier, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you.
I appreciate the invite. Oh, thank you very much. I do appreciate you making time. This issue where, I guess what's really making news in the past couple of days is that the governor, where previously he has backed the efforts to challenge the decision of its unconstitutionality in the courts, decided to allow a time to expire to where he was no longer involved in the process of fighting back on this case through a spokesperson saying after a thorough reading of the Commonwealth Court's ruling, the administration supports efforts to achieve constitutional protections for victims through an amendment that aligns with the Constitution's procedural requirements. It sounds as though he's saying, listen, I support what the effort is, but he began to buy into the idea from the courts that the way that it was handled through the legislature wasn't a constitutional process. Your reaction to that?
Well, sure. I mean, the bottom line is the fact that the governor, once again, in my opinion, failed victims. He has stood by this issue. He worked with us when we passed it through two separate sessions and dealt with the issue and the subject matter of giving victims a voice in our Constitution. Mm-hmm. And that is the sole question, as should that victim have that right to have that in our Constitution. And I think it's ridiculous that all of a sudden he has questions about this process and about the question, quite honestly, that his Department of State wrote for the ballot, which was what came into question with the lawsuits that came forward from the ACLU and the League of Women Voters. And so now he all of a sudden has these questions and he backs off. But what he's doing in turn is not standing up for the victims that he just last summer said that victims deserve all of our efforts to make sure that their voice is heard, but then turns around and backs off and misses a deadline to file an appeal to the Supreme Court.
But the appeal is still going forward, my understanding, but just not including the governor.
Correct. The appeal, luckily, will move forward because Marcy's Law had been given intervener status and was able to file an appeal, which they did weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they had been trying to get the governor to do the same with no response and no decision until the deadline was let past. You know, and it's frustrating because this governor is willing to go to the Supreme Court. In the last 6 months, he's taken cases to the Supreme Court to close down businesses, to change election law, but he will not take a case to the Supreme Court to stand up for victims, one that he supported for the last 4 years, and now all of a sudden is backing off.
Now, my understanding also is that the Attorney General is still in this and still fighting on behalf of this amendment and its constitutionality. Is that correct?
That is correct. He made a statement yesterday that he will continue to be supportive and will be part of the appeal that will go to the Supreme Court.
And do you feel confident that this appeal has the potential of being victorious?
I do. I think that the decision by the Commonwealth Court was pretty much split. And some of the basis in which the decisions were made, obviously our justices can make their that's why they're there, is to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. But I believe that moving forward, that the issue of Marcy's Law and the issue of standing up and having victims' voice in our Constitution, we're still only one state of there's only eight states, I believe, in the nation that do not have victims and their rights established in the Constitution. And I think that that's something that Pennsylvania is lagging behind, and I think that we can learn from those other states and move forward with this. So I think that Marcy's Law has a good standing and a good argument, obviously, the ability to stand up for those victims. You know, 74% of our public voted for this when it went to the ballot. The ability for our governor to stand up, and, you know, in recent times, we've had a lot of election issues. And the governor stood up last year and said that every vote should count, and our voters have spoken. Well, our voters spoke in 2019 mm-hmm. about this, and the governor should stand behind those voters, as he stated last year we should, and make sure that the voters' voice is heard, and he should be doing his administration's job of standing up for them.
Representative Cheryl Delosier joining us from Cumberland County. She's a Republican there, and I appreciate you coming on and joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, stay right there. Traffic coming up. We'll get to your calls as well and some more thoughts that I have regarding the move on this. 74% of any group of people vote for something. Should it be an automatic, or are there other considerations still to be considered? We'll get to that too.